Hello and welcome to the Pop Buzz Podcast. I'm your host, James. On this week's episode, Katie will be guiding us through the world of problematic tweets and how you can delete yours, which is most important. Woody will be filling us in on all the latest fantastic beast news, and we'll be chatting through Justice League. Plus, our very special guest is the one and only Aubrey Plaza. Very excited about that. So keep listening for all that. But first, we're going to kick off with this week's WTF news.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
Right then, I don't know about you guys, but I think this week's been an absolute write-off.
I don't think you're alone.
It's been a mess.
Yeah.
And that is mainly thanks to this wonderful new trend everyone's found of digging up, like, old people's tweets.
Yeah, many news stories this week.
Yes,
many news stories on this one.
A bit crazy. I think it all started with Zoella.
Right.
I think some of her fans got pissed off and they tried to dig up some tweets trying to knock her off her perch, which was petty and stupid and had absolutely nothing to do with the price of an advent calendar.
Very true, yes.
But it has sparked like a massive trend online and now everyone's doing it. The latest victim is Jack Maynard.
Yeah, YouTuber, if you don't know.
On
I didn't.
Celebrity. He's been kicked off the show.
Yeah.
For the use of some very bad words.
Yeah, some very bad words in the past.
And Stormzy.
And Stormzy as well, yeah. Homophobic comments.
Man, everyone's at it.
Well, my question is, can you chalk it down to the fact that they were young and naive? Most of these tweets are from, like, 2011. Stormzy's are from 3 years ago, but...
Yeah. How old is Stormzy again? Do we know how old Stormzy is?
I don't know, actually.
Old enough to know better is the point, I think, with that one.
Well, is that... Yeah. Young and naive, or should they actually know better and not do it in the first place?
I think it's a case-by-case basis, really, isn't it? If you're a 16-year-old kid and you're hideously embarrassed by the nonsense you used to say, then maybe it's a little bit more excusable. If you're a grown-ass man tweeting some nonsense, I think you probably need to have a little word with yourself, don't you?
But then again, age doesn't always equal maturity.
True. Mm.
So I kind of feel like placing an arbitrary age kind of limit...
Mm.
Doesn't really work in a practical sense, because I kind of think people might come into their own later in life and become more woke, or, you know, just not offensive.
Yeah.
And that might happen later, and you've got to, I guess you've got to put that in context sometimes.
Yeah.
Basically, it's grey. It's never going to be black and white, these kind of things.
No, it's opening conversations, I suppose. But it's the difficult thing now, isn't it? Like you say, it's a trend. Everyone's getting their tweets dug up a little bit, and it does sort of feel... Kind of witch hunting.
I mean, it is a witch hunt.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm like I think everyone's living in fear. Like, what did I tweet in 2011?
Well, Katie, we should say you saved our lives this morning by revealing how to get rid of them.
There is a way. There is a way you can search words on Twitter, which I think is how these people are finding tweets. By the way, like, what made someone go and search Stormzy's tweets? What Stormzy?
Yeah, that's a bit weird, isn't it? That is a bit weird. And maybe it's like someone remembered reading something.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. It's a weird one.
Anyway, there is a way. Shall I tell you?
Yeah, come on. Let's inform the listeners.
You can search a word and then leave a space and then you can write from and then, what? I'm being an idiot. What
a colon.
A colon.
Jesus.
A colon.
Basic grammar.
So from, colon, no spaces, and then the username. And basically you can just find any tweet with that word in it.
The problem with this, though, is that you could, like, self-check yourself. And you can go through, that. I'm sure there's a glossary of terms out there now, like things you need to delete.
Yeah.
But that won't always bring up everything.
No, of course not.
James raised a really good example in the office earlier about slagging off pop stars.
Oh, so so basically I will happily admit I deleted many tweets this morning, and it wasn't like anything problematic language wise. It was that I realised I'd been slagging off some pop stars for various reasons, and then about a decade later end up interviewing them.
Yeah.
And they're really nice people and you feel bad. My views have changed. I've grown, guys, in terms of my pop star opinions.
I said something terrible about Marina.
Oh god, did you really? You're a Marina stan though.
And I love Marina. It wasn't actually terrible, but it was something along the lines of, oh, I've just had to unfollow Marina. She's such a T word. And I was like, oh my god.
Oh.
And I like, you know, I love Marina. Yeah. I don't think she's a T word at all.
She's
I really
far
like
from
her.
It. Far from a T
I'm
word.
I'm so sorry, Marina.
Oh god, Marina, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, he doesn't mean it really. It's awful. Mine were all based around X Factor hashtags. I went in on those contestants. I do not remember that at all. But there needed to be some severe editing.
I think most of mine would be like red carpet stuff.
Yeah,
really channeling Joan Rivers back in the day. I still do, but...
But I think that there is something to be said at that early days of Twitter, at least when I first started using it in 2010. Mm. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a long time ago. And I think people did use those sites differently.
It wasn't, I agree. Uh-huh.
I don't think people had the kind of concept that it was this place where everyone's just going to be
beyond
out
beyond the problematic language idea. It's the fact that everyone's a lot more aware that it is a very public platform. So even if you're just going to make a shady joke about someone, it's, oh yeah, that might come back and bite me
back
in the ass in
the day,
a few years.
It was very much shouting into the void, but now it's like the wokest platform and you can't get away with anything.
Very true.
And I guess you got to wonder what this call out culture is doing, because if it's actually genuinely to educate people and help people better understand their prejudices and to move past them, like, I'm for it. But I don't think it's about that. I think it's about bringing people down. And, like, the part of me that feels uncomfortable about it, because obviously you're not going to condone that language. Obviously you think it's a terrible thing what they've done. But equally, like, I'm just like, there has to be some perspective.
Of course.
We have to learn from it and grow from it to be worth it in the first place. Because otherwise, I'm sorry to use some blue language.
But please do. I'm shocked. No wonder his tweets were so offensive in the past with language like that. I tell you what, Pop Buzz kids, little listeners here, if you do find anything hilarious searching through your own Twitters using Katie's method there, please do send us a screenshot. I would love to see what outrageous shade you've been throwing in the past. Right, what else is going on? Fill me in.
Well, I have some good news and some bad news.
Oh, okay.
Good news. Fantastic Beasts is coming back.
Oh, okay, yes.
We've been new.
The Crimes of Grindelwald will be coming back next
week. What's that title?
Grindelwald.
Oh, God. Is that the title?
Oh.
I've got it wrong. I don't know if you've got it wrong.
Like, no, that's the
one. It sounds ridiculous. I would not know if that was wrong or not.
Yeah, The Crimes of Grindelwald. I mean, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, rolls off the tongue.
But the bad news, at least for some fans, is that Johnny Depp is back.
Right, okay.
So, basically, in light of Weinstein and Kevin Spacey, many people are questioning why Johnny Depp is back in the film, because, as you might remember, he was accused of a domestic abuse by his then-wife, Amber Heard.
Yes.
It was settled out of court, and no charges were pressed. But some people kind of think, well, should he really be returning to the film anyway, because... It's a bit shady. But there's another two reasons. One is that many people don't feel he's very convincing as Grindelwald. And the second is that they miss Colin...
Farrell.
Did you almost say Firth? Everyone, it's weird how everyone always mixes them up and they are completely different in terms of looks and accent and all that stuff.
No, but it's two Collins and then an F.
All right,
and
fine. I got the problem. I did understand that that was the basis of it.
Anyway, look, let's get back to the important issue.
Let's get right back on it. Come on.
I am so tired. Anyway. Guys, what do you think?
Right. I'm gonna pass to Katie, first of all, because I know you're the resident Potter stan. So I want your opinions on this.
Well, no comment.
Okay, well, that was great. That was worth it.
On the abuse issue, right, whatever. Okay. You know what?
We don't need a lawsuit.
We're all good. We're here. Murder on the Orient Express, whatever.
Okay.
But in terms of him being in the film anyway in the first place, regardless of the claims or whatever... he's far too famous and he's got far too much star power to play Grindelwald.
Right.
Like, when you look at Voldemort, Ralph Fiennes, he didn't even know it was Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at him in the cinema and be like, that's Johnny Depp with his friggin' hair bleached looking like an idiot.
We went to see the film together and I'm pretty sure there was almost like a laugh in the first film when Johnny Depp's
that doesn't surprise me.
Character was revealed. It was like there was like this moment where it was just like, what?
This is the most stupidest thing I've ever seen.
It was actually stupid. And so part of me kind of thinks, yeah, actually, like, they should have really gauged that reaction in the first place and just done something about it, because they've had all the opportunity to do so.
I feel like there's a major Johnny Depp, aside from the obvious one we've discussed, in terms of acting abilities, there's a major Johnny Depp problem, and it's been going on for about a decade and a half, where whenever there's a kooky role coming up in Hollywood, they're like, oh, Johnny will nail that one.
Yeah.
And he gets up and he does a stupid voice and he wears a wig and he ruins childhood classics and he ruins your favourite musicals, and I can't forgive him for that. And it's I don't know why, because he used to be
amazing in terms of being able to actually able to immerse himself in a character. You look at Edward Scissorhands, you look at even something like Chocolat, which is like a more of a straightforward role, it's fine. But I don't understand why it's like, hey, let's roll out old kooky Johnny. He's got a wig and an accent, off he goes. It's very, very strange and very distracting, like you say.
Yeah, and just done now. I think he needs to move on from some of these roles.
He must be bored.
Yeah. Well, I think he's just trying to get film roles.
You know what? Can I say as well, Colin Farrell really deserves the world because he was so good,
so good
in Fantastic Beasts.
So good.
And you can just pretend that he was like being a double agent. So he was, Grindelwald was pretending to be Colin Farrell, but he was actually Johnny Depp. But actually, he's Colin Farrell.
I tell you what, Colin Farrell is and always has been in like my top five most wanted guests on this program. I'm telling you, every time I've seen an interview with that man, he is a charm and charisma machine. Colin, if you're listening, and I know you are, get yourself over here, mate. Come on. It'll be great fun. We'll play loads of games. You'll have a grand old time.
We'll vent about Fantastic Beasts together.
We'll have a wonderful chat.
And I'll get his name right.
Yeah, and you'll get his name right. Can we have Firth and Farrell at the same time and see if Woody can tell them apart?
That'd
be amazing.
That's the question I ask myself every day.
Firth. Moving swiftly on. More film news. The biggest film out this week, dear Lord. Justice League's just dropped, guys. I mean, you know me. You know, I'm a big superhero fan. I have absolutely no desire to see this film whatsoever. Isn't that sad? Like, Batman vs. Superman ruined me. I just can't go near this at all.
I don't even know what it is.
It's Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, The Flash. Who's the other one? There's one more in
Cyborg.
There. Cyborg, yes.
Don't they all have their own films?
Yeah, now they got one together, mate.
Greedy.
It's like The Avengers.
It's like The Avengers, but worse.
Didn't see that.
It's like The Avengers, but devoid of all humour. Oh, yeah, you're the man who didn't like Guardians of the Galaxy, so we'll move swiftly along.
No, I didn't like that either.
Oh, God. Well, you're not the best person to talk about this with. But yeah, but basically, the problem seemed to be, I mean, it's got shockingly poor reviews, and crucially from fans more than critics, which is quite interesting to see. First thing we've got to talk about, because we did like Wonder Woman, right? Wonder Woman was an incredible film.
Amazing.
It sounds like poor Gal Gadot got screwed over and just is made to do rubbish. You know, nothing particularly embarrassing, but she's not got much to do.
Oh, really?
And it's not the brilliant character development, incredible scenes that we saw in a standalone film. So there's that. I think Gal deserves better. I think we can all agree with that. Now let's talk memes, because there's two we need to discuss in depth. First of all, I take it you've both seen the picture of the CGI top lip.
Yes.
Yes.
God, it's wonderful, isn't it? It's just wonderful.
It's so bizarre.
It's strange. For those of you who don't know, Henry Cavill was already filming Mission Impossible 6, where he has to have a moustache. He wasn't allowed to shave it off. Warner Brothers for Justice League used CGI to sort of delete the moustache, even though it looks incredibly stupid.
They should have got Millie Bobby Brown's hair person. You know that she, they CGI'd her haircut?
Yeah, they did.
They did
job. Whoa. When did they CGI her haircut?
Yeah, for the second season.
Which bit? Curly hair or when she...
No. The short bits.
Hair. No.
Yeah.
God, they really should have got that person. I had no idea.
They should have got that person in. You never knew. You never even knew, James.
Never even knew. I'm very impressed by that work. Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. And justice for Henry Cavill's moustache. It's a good moustache, right?
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's a good moustache. I think it's a good look.
It's lovely.
I love it.
But here's the other meme, which is hilarious, which is nothing but respect for my Justice League. And people have just put pictures of... I saw one of the Mamma Mia cast.
That's my favourite
one. Oh, my God, it's so good. Little Mix, the cast of The Good Place. There's like SpongeBob characters. It's
cast
great.
Big Little Lies as well.
Oh my God, it's so good. Is that the one you'd go for? I wanted to ask you guys, like, if you were doing one of these memes, like, nothing but respect for my Justice League. Who's your Justice League? Who's the group of people you trust to save the world? Pop culture wise.
Well, it hasn't been released yet, but I'm going to say the cast of Ocean's 8.
Oh, good choice. So who's that? Wait, it's Rihanna and...
Rihanna, Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Helena Bonham Carter.
Mindy Kaling.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember who else.
Hey, that's a hell of a crew. Right, Woody, how about you?
I don't trust anyone. So, no comment.
Johnny Depp.
How depressing.
Farrell.
Just Farrell and Firth together at last.
Yes.
Yeah, Kicking ass. Yeah. I would respect that. There you go. Nothing but respect for my Justice League.
Hello, Aubrey Plaza.
Hello, Papas.
How are you?
Fine.
Yeah, good. I saw your film.
No, you didn't.
I did, and it was really good. Ingrid Goes West, tell us about it and your character.
Well, it's a movie that's about a character named Ingrid, which is who I play, who has some mental problems and troubles, you know, connecting and having relationships. And she becomes obsessed with this Instagram star played by Elizabeth Olsen, so much so that she decides to move across the country to be friends with her after she comments on one of her posts.
As one does.
Exactly.
She's a really complex character in the sense that she does some terrible, terrible things, and she's obviously got some issues going on, but she's also, you also end up rooting for her, and she's very relatable as well.
Yeah.
Like, which is a bit of an odd thing to admit, but I was watching it going, yeah, I see a little bit of myself in there. How did you feel playing that character? Was that something similar for you?
Yeah, I did feel like I related to Ingrid. I think, you know, the stuff that she does in the film is really questionable and not good, but it comes from a place that I think we can all relate to, just feeling really misunderstood and wanting so bad to have a friend or wanting someone to like you. And I think we can all relate to that. And I think her behavior, you know, on Instagram and all that, is kind of like the most extreme version of how we all interact with social media. But I think most of us have the self-control to not let it spiral, but she can't help herself.
Nor can I.
Me neither, babe. Me neither.
Was there anyone you based the character on, your performance? Was there anyone you had in mind, or...?
No, not really. No, I didn't really think about it like that.
But where did the behaviours and stuff, was there anything that, any reference points in other films or things you'd seen? That...
Well, I think just as a movie, we thought a lot about King of Comedy and To Die For, and movies that, Taxi Driver, movies that kind of had these anti-hero characters where you're not supposed to look up to them because what they're doing is not okay, but you still kind of root for them and have compassion for them. So I think when I approached the character, I thought about it, you know, I thought about trying to make her feel like a real human being and having the movie feel like almost like a character study in a way. Mm.
The object of Ingrid's obsession, Taylor Sloan, she's also obviously kind of got that fickle, inauthentic side to her. And I found myself, even though she's the victim in the story, I actually kind of ended up hating her more. Does that make sense? I was wondering what you thought of the dynamic between the two characters. And
yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because you kind of have two characters that are actually more similar than you would think, because they're both pretending.
Yeah.
But they're just pretending in different ways. So which way is worse? I don't know. But I think by the end of the movie, you know, they both have these kind of authentic moments where of, you know, self-awareness, where their real self kind of comes through. And I think it's interesting that in the moment that they both kind of confront each other in a real way, you almost can see how they maybe could actually be friends, but they're so, you know, damaged and blocked.
Yeah, I love that ending, and obviously without giving anything away, it is kind of open-ended. I feel like there is room for the next part of the story. Is that something in the works, something you'd like to
Ingrid
do?
Goes east, you know?
And maybe north.
Ingrid goes south.
Yeah,
Ingrid goes north. We have a couple different directions we can go in. Three, actually. Just three. Well, northwest. I don't know.
We could
keep it going for a while.
What do you... in Instagram, you know, I know you use it, and you've got a private account and a public account. What's the differences between your, you know, public one and your private one?
I would say... I don't know. My private one is just, you know, a lot of inside jokes and stuff with my friends, you know, that I would never share publicly because no one would care about things that they don't, you know, or maybe they would. But my public one is for me just more of a tool to kind of share what I'm up to with all my followers, which, you know, I'm assuming that maybe some of them care. So it's just like a way to kind of do that myself and have control over it myself so that, you know, I can tell the story that I want to tell.
Is there anything that you love or hate about the platform? What's your kind of feelings on it all?
I mean, I honestly, the only thing I love about it is just being able to keep up with my friends, you know, that are far away from me, my family. That's what I love about it. But I generally just don't like it that much. I think that there's a kind of an addictive element to it, and that part I really don't like, because I think it kind of feeds on that part of your brain that just like wants that little like hit of serotonin or something, like, and I just think it's kind of manipulative and kind of creepy.
Yeah, and you can get lost in it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, I feel like I see your face every day because I'm on Tumblr a lot, and there's a lot of memes around April from Parks and Rec. Do you follow those accounts?
No. You think I want to see a bunch of images of my face like every day? That's like a nightmare.
But I was going to ask, like, do people come up to you all the time and quote those things at you and quote those memes and stuff? Is it?
No, not really, but. I don't know. No, not really. In, like, airports or something?
Yeah,
no.
You're over it.
I'm not over it. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. Meme away. GIF away. I'm all for it. I love the response that people have to Parks and Recreation. Mm-hmm. So I'll never be over that.
Aubrey Plaza, ladies and gentlemen. Right. I'll level with you. I've not listened to this yet. So tell me, how was she? Any good? What happened?
It was so many months ago, James.
Yeah, God, when was that? The film's just come out, we should say. Ingrid Goes
Yeah,
Past, right?
I think I saw it in like September.
Oh, wow. That
it was a really long time ago. And I'd never done a junket before either. Ooh. So that was all a bit of a new experience.
Did you have a few free pastries?
Yeah, we went to, I think it's called the Corinthia Hotel in London.
Very fancy.
And I got lost immediately.
Wonderful.
I asked the bouncer, where is
the
it?
The bouncer.
The bouncer, the door.
You know, the hotel bouncer.
You know, the type of establishments I usually go to. He didn't have a clue either, so I was like, well, great. And then eventually, after wandering around for a while, I found it, waited, I had a free cup of tea.
Good.
All the other journalists in the room were very annoying.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, that's
so
nice.
By the time I got to see her an hour later, I was just like,
okay.
And then I had 5 minutes, so.
But was it fun?
You know what? She is such an interesting person.
Yeah.
I was like, really, like, kind of like bewildered afterwards.
Right.
Because she's got that kind of persona of like frostiness but wildness behind the eyes.
Ooh,
where you're
that's
like
a
kind
very
of
good description.
Wow.
Yes.
She's like, she's with you, but she also like, she's not with you, and you kind of have to navigate that. So it was really like one of the oddest interviews I think I've ever...
Wow, that's interesting.
I've ever done, but I really, really like her.
I'm a big fan of her work on Parks and Rec. I know you are too, Katie,
yeah.
Right? I mean, she's fantastic in that. But I did always think that, you see her in interviews, and but she likes to play with you a bit. I think she likes to torture journalists just a little bit.
It's so funny.
And like, if you get on board with it, you're fine. But if you're just not used to that sense of humour, you're going to be bewildered.
But then also in that setup, you're like, you're actually directly facing each other. There's like
it's a bit intimate.
Yeah, it's like 2 feet between it. I'm like staring at her in the eyes, and she's just like, I'm ready.
Oh, wow.
I'm ready.
Nice.
It was an experience.
Right, do you want to give a rating out of 5?
Yes, I do.
Please do, go on.
Then.
I'm
going to
give her a 4.167.
I tell you what, I'm going to live for the day when we have anyone score less than a 4. It's going to be considered shade at this point. It's crazy.
I mean, none of us are ever going to do that.
Let's be fair. Unless it's Twitter
unless
10
it's
years ago, yes.
Johnny Depp.
yeah, he can have a 2. Okay, that's about it for this week, guys. Yeah, please do go and subscribe over on iTunes. We're now on Blog Talk as well, so go check that out and all those other kind of podcasty places. Just have a little search for the Pop Buzz Podcast. We'll be back next week with a special guest. Let's give them a clue as to who the guest is. Is what we're going to do. I mean, I will say, first of all, it's a return guest. It's a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. So that immediately narrows it down a fair amount. Any other clues you want to give away?
There's so many we could do.
I know.
There's so many I can see in your eyes that you just don't want to say. Come on, Katie, give me a clue.
No, that'll give it away.
Subtle. Subtle is the key.
Go on, Woody. What have you got?
Come on. It looks like you got one in your head, Woody. Come on.
I was gonna say a special bear.
Oh,
dear
okay.
Lord, okay. Yeah, okay. I'm with you. Anything else?
Oh, my God, I don't know.
Returning guest, a special bear. Do we have anything else?
Retro sports brands.
Retro sports brands. Retro
this
sports brands,
awful.
Ladies and gentlemen. Returning guest, a special bear. Retro sports brands. That's your clues.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's good. I think that's good. If it's a returning guest, it narrows it down. I think retro sports brands and a special bear will get them there.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Answers on a postcard, please, Pop Buzz listeners. We'll be back next week. Until then, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week.